Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. It's Debbie again. I have no idea what happened.
Me neither. It could be something on our end where we just upgraded our phones recently. I'll call you right back if we get disconnected again. But did you get a call from us?
That's what I was explaining, and then I realized you weren't there. My coworker actually took some information from a woman who called, but she thought the person said principal, and I don't know who that is, and I just got off the phone with Susan, and she didn't know who principal was either, like principal bank or principal lending.
Oh, typically it's the principal of the company or of the loan. So that would likely be Susan. But usually they just want to verify that the business is like all up to date with rent and things like that. Nothing crazy.
Okay, and they want to verify. What was that?
Oh yeah, just that Susan and the business there is up to date with the rent.
Well, actually, they are not there. We have an agreement with them. I was going to write you either an email or something. That's what I wanted to know exactly. Okay, so, because I was told that you guys wanted a copy of their lease.
We can either get a copy of the lease contract or they can just verify with you verbally. Typically, we'll have like the last few rent checks from Susan, like the voided checks that she had sent for rent, which I think we do have. So what's the situation there?
They got behind on the rent, and Ethan and Susan came to see me on, I believe it was September 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Their balance was a little over $20,000, $20,665.34.
Uh-huh.
So what they did is they're essentially paying us an extra $500 a month, and they're coming in and doing it by paying us $700 a week.
Gotcha.
Because we found that people have an easier time. So at this point, when they came to see us, they gave us a payment of $2,500, and then
uh-huh.
since that time, they've paid us an additional, it looks like seven times that they paid, I think so, $700. So they've got
okay.
what they owe us is $18,015.34.
Okay.
So
they're making payments, but there is an outstanding balance that they owe.
Yes, the $18,015.34.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, cool. Let me let my funding department know. They may just still want to give you a call if that's okay, just to verify with you directly.
No, it's fine. I'm actually having to leave early today. In fact, I'm running late now. I was supposed to leave at 2, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience. But
no, it's okay.
I may be able to stay around a little bit longer, but I'm going to be back in the office tomorrow. They could call me on my cell phone, I guess, too. I'm just not really sure what information I'll have access to.
That's okay. I wrote down what you told me. The current balance is $18,015.34, right?
Right.
What's the best cell phone number to reach you, just in case?
918.
Uh-huh.
760.
Uh-huh.
9737.
Okay, Debbie, I really appreciate you following up with me. You might get a call from us within the next, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or so. But if anything, we'll just leave a voicemail and you can give us a call whenever it's convenient for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you as well, Debbie. Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.